This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. The cattle industry is continuing to watch the growing threat of New World screwworm as detections move closer to the U.S. border. The National Cattle and Beef Association says producers should understand that unlike other livestock disease threats, flies cannot simply be stopped at a border crossing. During the recent NAFB Washington Watch event, I talked with NCBA Sigrid Johans about how USDA is preparing for the possibility of a detection inside the U.S. We hear more next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
NCBA's Sigrid Johans says a screwworm response would look much different than a nationwide livestock movement shutdown tied to diseases like foot and mouth disease or African swine fever.
We're definitely keeping a close eye on New World screwworm. This is something that unfortunately has been creeping closer and closer to our border. It's now roughly 62 miles south of the border with Texas. Getting to work there on continuing to just educate producers and make sure that our response plan is sound. For some of our heavier feeding states down up and down, you know, the middle of the country, that's been a really big discussion is like, what are movement restrictions going to look like? What would inspection requirements look like if we have a case in Texas? And so that's something we've been working through both with APHIS and with our state vet partners to make sure that we're striking that really important balance between being aggressive enough to limit the spread of an outbreak, but also flexible enough that business and our supply chain can continue. We don't want people going out of business or waiting or delaying, you know, that journey of beef from gate to plate in the event of an outbreak. So that's something we're focusing on really heavily this spring.
Johans says the USDA response plan would rely on monitoring and treatment zones while still allowing producers to continue moving cattle if needed.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's really important to remember that screwworm does not behave and it is not like an infectious disease. Right. So this is not something like FMD, for example, where much like ASF, we'd have an immediate stop movement order around the country that could extend as long as 72 hours and things like that. This is going to look a little bit different. So what USDA is talking about right now is setting up basically three zones stacked on top of each other. From the point where you have a detection, either in a wildlife animal or in livestock or in a pet, whoever's on your operation, you immediately have a 20-kilometer zone around that area that is sort of where the restrictions and the monitoring is going to be heaviest. It is really important for folks to keep in mind they are not coming to that immediate zone to shut your business down. They're going to come to your farm or ranch. They're going to ask you to fill out an EPI questionnaire. A lot of producers are already familiar with that. They're going to ask some questions about how many dogs, cats, things like that you have on the place. And then they're going to leave. They are not coming to shut you down, but they do need to come and establish whether that case is a rogue fly, you know, or a rogue animal that made it onto your place, or whether you actually have a population there that's going to be more concerning. The next zone out from that is going to be another 20 kilometers, and that's where you have some surveillance of flies happening, traps being set up, things like that. And then the third zone is the one that's really the most flexible because it really depends on the conditions on the ground and how easily that fly can move. But the bottom line is there, Dustin, that you're going to see some requirements for inspection before leaving your place. You're going to have some requirements for treatment before leaving your place if you're in that infested zone, but you are still going to be able to leave your place. You're still going to be able to ship those cattle if you need to. There's just some additional steps that will be incurred there. And I would really encourage folks to keep an eye on their state vets' websites because they'll be sharing that information out.
Johans says producers need to stay connected with their state veterinarians as a response plan continues developing. She says the focus is on containing any outbreak while still keeping the cattle industry operating. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.